Jesus. I love you. 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 Just nobody like you. And thank you for pursuing me until you caught me. Thank you so much. You're incredible. Today, may you just breathe on your word. May you just open it up. May you help each one of us just to allow you, Holy Spirit, Holy Surgeon General, to come and just fillet us open. Wash over us with your present precious blood, Jesus. We need you. I need you. Lord, cleanse our thoughts. Bring us into captivity, every thought, under the obedience of Christ. We just want to see what you want us to see. May it all be about you today, Jesus. We just want to lift you up and exalt you. You are worthy. You are worthy. And I love you, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you. Because you just keep loving me. Thank you, Jesus. You're incredible. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, man. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, the benefits of being in him, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. I just want you to notice when we start reading this, are you looking at the word? I want you to notice, like look in verse 3. I want you to notice the first two words. Let's look at it as a question. Who forgiveth? How about keep going where it says, who healeth? How about verse 4? Who redeemeth? Who crowneth? Who satisfieth? Through the years, it just when God called me to preach, he said, you're going to preach. I told him, you can't mean me. I was a drug dealer. And he said, you're going to preach to and train ministers. And through the years, people said to me, how do you know if you're called to preach? Well, a lot of you are. So I'm just going to give you something that they didn't tell me in Bible college. Okay. I'm just going to give you something about how to preach. Just when you're looking at the Word preaches itself. So look at those thoughts right there. Whenever you see something repeated, it's not because God's got a stuttering problem. It's because we're slow learners. And he's trying to get our attention. For years when God would ask me questions, I thought he was looking for information. So I'd try to answer him. You ever done that, Scott? God asks you a question and you start trying to answer the question. He's not asking a question because he doesn't know. He's asking a question because he's trying to draw our attention somewhere. So look at this. When you see something repeated, it's because he's trying to get our attention. The guy's about to bust. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I think I'm about to bust. All that's within me, bless his holy name. Hurry up before I bust. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What's the benefit of being in him? What's the benefit of Jesus? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, all our thoughts of sin, all of our waywardness, who heals all our diseases. Not some, all. who redeems our life from destruction, who buys us back as we're walking on, selling ourselves unto the devil and sin. You ever done that? Sold yourself unto the devil and sin? Okay, Lord, then I would ask that you would open the eyes of the ones who didn't raise their hand, because maybe they don't realize everybody in this place has done that. We've chosen to sell ourselves for a little bit of pleasure, for a little bit of what we thought would make us happy, what we thought would satisfy us. How does it say it, Lord? The pleasures of sin for a season. How does it say that? You see, it's not that sin isn't fun. It's that after we sin, there's a payday. And it costs too much. It hurts too much. It doesn't satisfy. Verse 4, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? And here's God who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. I wish you'd take time and read this chapter. I wish you'd take time and just meditate on this. Psalm 103. I wish you would take time and just read each verse and ask God to open it up. I'm asking Him to open it up for us right now. What if I asked, who forgives? Who forgives? Who forgives all of our iniquity? Who forgives all of our sin? That was a question. Jesus. Did you know? Maybe you already know and don't need to hear. But did you know that God doesn't forgive sin because we ask Him? Have you ever had somebody tell me, well, I asked God to forgive me. Do you know that God doesn't forgive because we ask Him? Do you know how God forgives? Oh, I'm going to mess with you. I see some of the looks on the faces. I love it. How does God forgive? Anybody but my wife? Or now the two or three that heard it. Does anybody else know? How does God forgive? Yes, sir. He wants to forgive us and He does love us eternally and unconditionally. But He doesn't forgive because He loves. There are people in hell today that will spend eternity there that He loves. And it breaks His heart and He weeps over them. And He wanted to forgive them. But they didn't come His way. They didn't come in a way that He could forgive them. Do you know how God forgives? By bowing down to Him. That's a good thing to do. He's God, and we are not. But He doesn't forgive because we bow down to Him. You can bow down to Him all day, and He won't forgive your sin. Do you know how God forgives? Yes, sir? Isn't that amazing? That's how God forgives. Is that in the Bible? If you want to look it up later, why don't you write down Leviticus 17:11? Why don't you look up Ezekiel 18:4? Why don't you look up Romans 6:23? Slower. Leviticus 17:11. Ezekiel 18:4. Romans 6:23. Hebrews 9:22. You can repent and still go to hell. But you can't repent and come to God through the blood of Jesus and go there. You see, the only thing that God will forgive is when we bring an acceptable offering. There is a word that a lot of people don't understand. And I'm just going to make it real simple for you. And you'll find it in the Bible. It's called propitiation. I went to Bible college. I learned all these big words, but I don't like using them because a lot of people don't know what they are. So I like to put the cookies on the bottom shelf so everybody can get a hold of it. Do you know what propitiation means? What? Acceptable payment. Acceptable payment. If I do a job for somebody and I tell them it's $300 and they go to give me $200, I tell them that's a good start. But I'd like to get paid in full. And the only payment for sin is death. And that's why Jesus had to die. You see, God set the payment. Ezekiel 18:4, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. The payment for sin is death. What we deserve for sinning is death. But there's two kinds of death. Anybody ever heard this? Two kinds of death. There's a physical death and there's a spiritual death. Death simply means separation. I'm saying this because I just asked the question. And you would say, Harvey, you've said this before. But I asked a question and it took a long time to get the answer. So what I'm going to say, you can hold the questions till the end. Write them down. I'll be glad to answer at the end. The question. See, we know what the Word says. But there's a lot of things that we believe that are outside of this Word. In Bible college, they call it extra-biblical. In other words, it's outside of the Word of God. Man, it's outside the Word of God. Yep, if I had that little thing. It's outside the Word of God. And what we need to do is we need to look at what's inside the Word of God. And what it says is that the only way God forgives is through an acceptable offering. If we stood before God and He said, "Why should I let you into heaven?" What if you ask somebody that? I asked a lady that one time. Why should God let you into heaven? I just asked somebody a couple days ago. Why, if you died right now and stood before God and He said, "Why should I let you into heaven?" What would your answer be? You see, God does love us eternally. God loves us unconditionally. Good night. God wants to forgive us. He longs to. He pleads with us. He comes after us and says, "I want to forgive you because I want to have a right relationship. I want you and I to be close." But the thing that separates us from our God is sin. The thing that separates us is not just what we do, but what's inside, what we are. God wants to start off by forgiving us, by cleansing us, by changing us, by giving us a whole new heart so that we have a heart after Him, because of all of our hearts are wayward or going away from Him. When we come to Him, it's not because any man, you ever heard somebody say, "I found Jesus, I got a clue, He wasn't lost." You were. If you're looking for Him, if He's dealing with you, if you're feeling drawn, it's because He's drawing you. Is that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked. In John 6:44, you know what it says? Do you? "No man cometh unto the Father, no man cometh unto me, except the Father which has sent me draw him. Jesus said that. No man can come to Jesus except Father draw him. What I like in this passage is he's drawing our attention to what he does. He says, don't forget our benefits we have in God. Do you know why I can't help but praise him and worship him and want to cry and just tell him how much I love him and get all foolish in front of you or anybody else? You know why? Because he forgave me. Verse 3, he forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our diseases. Is there anybody else that can? When we lived on the other side of the state in the Auburn Hills, Pontiac area, there was a hospital over there, and they had two very good doctors. And the nurses and the doctors called these two doctors, you ready? They called them God and Moses. They called them God and Moses. Because they were so good at healing people and so good at diagnosing things and healing people, they called them God and Moses. And that's how the doctors thought of themselves. The one considered himself God, and the other one considered himself as close to God as you could get in his understanding, and that was Moses. He said, if you're God, then I'm Moses. That's how they thought of themselves. I have news for them. They're still called practicing physicians. You only practice at something when you don't know what you're doing. And you keep working at it. We need doctors. But they're called practicing. They don't know everything. Dr. Jesus is the only one who doesn't practice. He knows what we need and he heals all our diseases. Look at verse 4. If you would, who redeems our life from destruction. I'm so glad that Jesus came looking after me. He came seeking after me because I was on my way to hell. And before I met Jesus, I hated life. It was so painful and I wanted to die. And there was a number of times as a teenager that I wanted to kill myself. But it looked painful. It seemed permanent. And I was a little bit afraid of hell because I already knew without anybody telling me that's what I deserved. And I had no idea of going to heaven. That wasn't where I thought I was going. And I wanted to die. Because I didn't know how to handle life. That's why I got into drugs. And that's why I became a drug dealer. Because I couldn't handle life. Folks, there are people all around us that are doing this all the time. There are people that have come here repeatedly that are still living in that lifestyle. And you know why? It's because they don't know how to live. They don't know how to Jesus. Do you understand? They don't know how to get their pain taken care of. They go to doctors and get pharmaceuticals, or they go somewhere and they do something that somebody makes them feel a little good, but it doesn't take care of the pain. And this young man said, let's don't forget to love. Because you know what? People all around us are hurting. Remember what we've talked about? We got to love people where they're at. And just keep loving them. And just keep loving them. We don't need to point out their sin. God's taking me through something right now, trying to teach me how to keep my mouth shut. Boy, I'm telling you what, hardest battle I've ever fought. Keep my mouth shut. Don't say what all I think. Don't say what all I feel. Be quiet. Be quiet. Because there's things I want to say to people. I'm like, can't you see? Don't you know? And that's not going to help them. Because God's already told them, They just have to go a little bit further. But I love that verse in Romans 2:4 where it says the goodness of God leads a person to repentance. I believe it's John 13:35, where he says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Laying our life down. That's right. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. Jesus redeems us. We sell ourselves. Have you ever gotten in sin or gotten in a situation and wish you could get out, but it didn't seem like there's any way out? Did you? Have you? Well, you know what? Jesus is the one who's already paid the price. And when you go to Him, He is your answer. He's not a answer. He is the answer. And He redeemed me. When I was sold into sin, He redeemed me. He came and bought me. He came looking for me. And I was worthless. And He said, you're worth the blood of Jesus to me. That's what Father said. He told me that one day. He said, you are worth the blood of Jesus to me. He redeems us from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Is there kindness in your life right now? Is there anybody that's being gentle, kind, tender-hearted, merciful, loving, giving? That's God reaching out to you. Here. That's what He says. Here. He says, because I love you. It's not because we're lovable or loving or lovely, because a lot of us aren't. But it's because He is love. And like what He said, if you guys got questions, hold them to the end or something, okay? And I'll let you say it. Go ahead. You had a vision?
This man came up to a pile of rocks and...
This guy came up to a pile of rocks.
And he picked up the most, like, dirty, rummaged one, and he carved it and polished it. And through that stone, his light was shown.
That's awesome. Thank you. He redeems us. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He crowns us with kindness and tender mercy. Crowns us with kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Five thoughts. You ready? Are you ready? Who forgives? Who heals? Who redeems? Who crowns? Who satisfies? If you only meditated on those 10 words, if you only meditated on those 10 words, it would revolutionize your life. Jesus, have your way in our hearts. Jesus, allow us to be picked up, as Julian said, by you, as a messed up stone, hard-hearted, and allow you to work in our lives so that we could reflect your glory. Thank you, Jesus, for pursuing us. Have your way in our lives today. Thank you, Jesus.